That was cool.
Adam Kinzinger, holy cow. Wonderful guy. And I got to know him pretty well during this campaign. It was funny. I don't know what it was. There was some news thing that I was on, and I was driving back from it, and my phone goes up, and it's a number I didn't know, and I pick up, and he's like, "Hey, Mark." Hello? It's Adam Kinzinger. I was like, "Holy crap, what's up, man?" And I don't know how he got my number, but he reached out and just said, "You know, I really appreciate what you're doing, and please keep it up and keep in touch." And he said, I'm gonna call you every week through this whole thing, because we gotta work together, and we gotta kind of stick it out together. And he did, and we still talk multiple times a week, and he's become actually a really good friend. And if you do have a chance to get that book, Renegade, it's very good. He also has a movie that's going to be coming out. There was a crew that that followed him for the last, I think it was last 16 months of him being in office. And it was before they did the redistricting and all of that, and all that madness happened. They followed him through the January 6th committee and all of that. It's called The Last Republican. He was gracious enough to let me see it before it came out. And it really is, it's incredible. It's by the same director that put out The Hot Tub Time Machine. I think it's a lot better than The Hot Tub Time Machine, if I do say so myself. But it's a movie that's raw, that really goes into, you know, what happened in the January 6th committee and that whole time, and the toll that it took on his family, his wife and his new son. They had to move. You know, he doesn't live in Illinois anymore. He lives in just outside of Houston, because there were threats constantly to him and to his family. And, you know, that whole time really took a toll on him. And so, I would watch that movie when it comes out and read the book, because, you know, as he said too, you know, how we come together, obviously I think, and he thinks too, the Republican Party is just about done. But, you know, if you are someone who is a left-leaning person, I encourage you to listen to the things that he says, read his book, because the way that we move forward, in my opinion, is to humanize some of the people that are moderate. And even moderates are center left. And if those folks are accepted, he said that the Republicans have to have crushing defeats. Well, the only way that's going to happen is if the Democratic Party accepts people that are on the center left. I do feel that I've been accepted, which is wonderful, and everyone's been great. I am a party member now, so I think I announced that a few weeks ago. But I am a member of the Democratic Party where I reside. That's how we move forward. And I cannot thank Adam Kinzinger enough for doing that interview. He has a contract with CNN, and that kind of, you know, for him to step outside that a little bit for little old me and the show, he's a really, really good man. And I think we need more of that. We talked a little bit about kind of the constitutional crisis of what's going on. I've been working to try to get someone who works inside of the federal government to come on and talk about what's happening, you know, these offices being shuttered and employees being locked out, because they're, as Adam Kinzinger said, that's the chaff. What's happening is all of this noise, I think, with some of the stuff that they're coming out with, that we're going to take over Gaza and all of this, that's all chaff to try to distract us from what's really going on inside the federal government, inside of DC. And, you know, you talk about closing U.S. aid. I want to say what USAID has done. You know, in 2024 alone, $45 million to the UN World Food Program, helping millions of Venezuelans flee some incredible violence in their homeland. $135 million to help farmers farm crops like coffee and cacao, chocolate, instead of cocaine. $6.5 billion fighting AIDS in Iraq, fighting AIDS in Africa, and funding hospitals in war-torn Syria. Like, and this is a national security crisis as well, because as he said in the interview, what's going to happen is now we have a massive leadership vacuum on the world stage. Just because we're not funding these problems and assisting these issues that need help doesn't mean the problems go away. They still are there and they still need help. And it's now not the United States that is the ones that are helping. You know, we ever since World War II and we were the great arbiters of all that is good and just. And by doing this, what we do is we take ourselves out of that moral authority and it's gone. So we don't have the authority to talk about what is right and what is wrong. And that leadership gap will be filled, and it will be filled by likely China. As he said, they are licking their chops to see what is happening. And now people in Syria and Africa and Venezuela and Peru, they're going to look to someone else for help, not us. And all of this stuff that happens, this does not make America great. This weakens us significantly. It shatters any notion about, oh, the United States are here, they're here for good. No, we have backstabbed our allies. We have turned our back on our promises that we made to our friends. The causes that we have fought for valiantly, we're just dropping. So what's happening here? Oh boy, we got a long, long way to go. But as long as we got people like Adam Kinzinger in that fight, like he said, I am hopeful. And I am. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. That was a fun episode. Next week, I've got one of the officers, Harry Dunn, that was at the Capitol on January 6th. So stick around for that. There's a little preview of what is to come next week. So that will be a fascinating discussion as well here on the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We'll see you next week.